I found out that it was cancer on March 1st of this year. And then I found out after some other staging tests that it was stage 4 on March 23rd. It's kind of been a whirlwind. So being so young, I feel like, you know, they sort of push you through everything so quickly. So on just at the end of March, I think about, you know, 4 or 5 days after I found out, I started chemo. That was every 3 weeks for about 6 months, which was difficult, obviously. But I think the most surprising part of it all is it feels like it was just yesterday that I got my diagnosis. Everything went by so fast. You know, everyone talked about how strong I was through the whole thing, but I've always thought, you know, I'm not strong. I wasn't really given a choice here. I was given two options, either do something or do nothing. So it was difficult to go through, but I think more so emotionally than physically. Like, physical pain is something that you can work your way through, and but emotional pain is a little bit different. It's a little bit more difficult. But I was very thankful that I have an amazing support group around me, like friends, work, family, everything. And they really helped me get through it.
What kind of advice would you have for others that are going through what you're going through?
Mm-hmm. So my biggest piece of advice to people who are going through treatment is that you'll hear all the time, be positive. A positive outlook makes all the difference. And that can be extremely annoying at times, especially when you're going through something that's, you know, in my case, it's terminal cancer. So it's difficult to hear that. So I always respond with, I'll stay hopeful, because I think you need to allow yourself to feel the negative emotions that accompany a diagnosis like this. Otherwise, you live in denial. But there's always hope. So that's sort of what I've clung on to.
When you say that, is that why you felt that it was important for you to speak out about this? Because there is hope that a cure can be found.
Yeah, that is a good reason why I'm speaking out about my story and sharing my story. And also because metastatic breast cancer is not something that's been sort of in the eye of the public. It's not something that's been addressed that much. We always focus on breast cancer awareness and prevention, which is amazing, and that is definitely a beneficial thing. But 30% of women who are diagnosed in their early stages go on to be later diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer, for which there is no cure. And I think that's a big misconception out there, because the focus is so much around like the pink ribbon and the survivor mentality that we sort of bypass those who are living with metastatic breast cancer.
There seems to be so many misconceptions out there about, you know, if you catch it early, you can still stop it from happening. And in mm-hmm. your case, that wasn't going to happen.
No, in my case, everything sort of, there is still a percentage of people who get diagnosed with stage 4 at the earliest stage, or right away, sorry, not at the early stage, but they get diagnosed as stage 4 initially. But yeah, there is a high level of recurrence within the early stages. And I think it's important for people to understand that that's, you know, we won't have a cure for breast cancer until we have a cure for stage 4.
And what have you been doing personally, I guess, to try to, you know, make the most of your life and do what mm-hmm. you can to try not to think about this?
I pretty much now live day to day. So I've always been the kind of person, you know, who lived so many years in the future. I was always planning 5 to 10 years in advance. You know, where am I going to be in my career? What am I going to do here? What am I going to do in 10 years? But now, you know, I sort of live day to day. I still make plans because I think that's necessary, but they're more meaningful plans. Like, I'm planning to go to Peru next year. I try not to worry or stress about the little things anymore. So try to spend my days happy, doing the things I enjoy, finding something to be grateful for every day.
I don't mean to get political, but yeah. Is there part of you that gets frustrated when you see the pink ribbon campaigns and all these people trying to say, you know, you can survive this, it'll be okay, mm-hmm. and knowing what you're going through?
Yeah, there was an amazing article written, I don't remember the woman who wrote it now, but she talked about how, you know, we need to stop with the war metaphors, because cancer is not a war. Nobody chooses to battle, and it's an unfair fight, right? That, you know, it leaves people who are in a situation like mine feeling a little bit like outcast, or what if I pass away from this, which, you know, is a very likely possibility, that I've somehow lost my battle. And I think that's that whole war metaphor that we've created around things like cancer is a little bit harsh for people who have a terminal illness. You know, I've tried to sort of swing that and tell people, you know, I may not be a survivor, but I'm what I consider a thriver. So I'm still living my life. I'm still refusing to let it slow me down. And I'm still, you know, just living my life the way I normally would, with some slight differences.
Because you're only 27 years old, how mm-hmm. did you find out about this? Because I know that they say don't get tested before 40.
Yeah, so I actually found the lump myself. And when I went into my physician, he said, you know, you're quite young and there's no history of breast cancer in your family, so it's most likely an infection. So I was given some antibiotics and sent home and told to come back in a week if things hadn't changed. And so after a week, things hadn't changed, actually gotten a little bit worse. So that's when I was scheduled for an ultrasound, which then led to a mammogram and a biopsy. What I took from that is what I've been telling, you know, my friends is if something's wrong, if you feel like something is wrong, don't let them tell you you're too young. You're never too young.